St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer, Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
Well, I was moved, probably like you were, if you saw this video of Clayton Jones, I'm sorry, Keaton Jones, this young boy, I think 10 years old, being bullied at his school, and his, I mean, just incredible. His mom took this video on her phone and posted it online asking, I mean, Keaton is crying because he's being picked up from school. He's been bullied beyond what many of us can imagine. Some people can imagine. Some people have gone through this. But he had milk poured on him, called names, people ostracizing him, you know, teasing him incessantly, making fun of his physical features, all of this. And he speaks tragically, sadly about this whole situation, but he's speaking so clearly about it and just saying the how illogical it is. And he's, though that's my word, not his, but he's being asked by his mom, why are they doing this? And he's saying, you know, expressing his confusion, and it doesn't make sense. And this is just so wrong. And don't they realize how hurtful this is? And I saw it before, well, I guess maybe as it was going viral, but before the celebrities picked it up. And I had no idea it was going to get as big as it did, except that maybe I saw it because it was spreading like wildfire by that point. And I watched it and I was really saddened by it. Just hearing, I'm just heartbreaking, you know, what some of our kids have to go through from bullying. A lot of celebrities picked up on it and said, my goodness, we want to help this little boy out. I mean, you had everybody from Donald Trump Jr. inviting him over to Snoop Dogg to people from the UFC. I don't even know who they are. You got Chris Evans, who's Captain America, right? Inviting him to the Avengers premiere in LA next year. I mean, people, Sean Hannity. You got Katy Perry, Millie Bobby Brown, you got all these people, Dr. Phil. Of course, people are seeing this also like, wow. This is incredible. This guy has a story to tell. Maybe we could share his story through our particular venues. But even if they're, you know, looking at it as PR for them, still it's incredible how many people became aware of this story to support him and essentially to say to him, hey, look, you're loved. You're loved. Don't let those people and their words hurt you and the fact that you need to know that there's a different plan for you. This is my application, that God loves you. I didn't see many celebrities saying that, but when I'm looking at it, saying, God has a plan for you, Keaton, right? God has a plan for you and your happiness. Well, there was a big shift in this whole story just a few hours ago, and it's an odd shift. It's a difficult shift because how many of us can appreciate what's happening and what Keaton Jones is going through? I'm sure he's grateful for this outpouring of support. I haven't seen much in the way of reaction by him. There's also, I think I saw a GoFundMe page set up, crowdfunding support to help Keaton out and his family out. But then, of course, investigations began and people started looking through, I think it was his mother's former social media posts on Instagram and things like this. And they started to find, well, pictures of Confederate flags and pictures against that people are portraying as racist things. I don't know. I haven't seen those images myself, but all of a sudden, now I just, before the show started, I saw on Twitter 1.4 million on Twitter, 1.4 million tweets going out right now about this whole thing, because now people, their feelings are shifting on all of this. Their feelings are saying, wait a second, we don't want to have somebody who's coming on our show whose mom espouses these values. We don't want, do we? I mean, what are you supposed to do now? Because you see the heartbreak of this young boy. I don't know what the answer is. And we're talking about things that are unfolding as you and I speak. More information will come out. And I'm withholding judgment here of Keaton's mom, for that matter, but also certainly of the situation and the circumstances. But it is a very fascinating thing to think about here. First of all, the whole issue of bullying for me is one that is, it's amazing how it's risen to the fore in the last 15, 20 years, Because I don't remember this much public attention being put on the issue when I was in high school, when I was in middle school. I mean, it just wasn't, it was a problem. I mean, kids are kids, and human nature, fallen human nature is fallen human nature. People have been bullying since time immemorial. But for many years, the response was, well, stand up for yourself. Well, push back. Learn how to, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I mean, that response from, except that we know that actually hurtful words can really hurt children, can't they? That children are affected very deeply psychologically by, even if it's only verbal. And I shouldn't even say it that way, because that sounds like I'm minimizing verbal abuse and bullying. With only words, people can have still an incredible wound that's opened up in bullying. And I'm grateful that in our time we're addressing it. I have no idea what the solution is. I just look at things like this, and I look at Keaton's situation, and I think people, you know, kids unfortunately are cruel. In part because maybe their parents aren't teaching them the values that they should. In part because children are just, you know, oftentimes recognized when they see power over another person, then they'll act out on it because of that fallen human nature that we have, the brokenness that you and I have. So there's the whole issue of bullying that I don't have a solution for. But on the other hand, when I imagine this situation happening without social media, I mean, it wouldn't have happened without social media. It wouldn't have happened without the ability to share this on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and to grab the attention of people so far outside of our own sphere of influence and discussion, right? How many of us can pick up the phone and call the White House or call actors and stars and athletes? But because of social media, it's connecting us all in a way that we never even imagined, and bringing right before us the brokenness that we're facing, which hasn't gone away, even though social media has changed the fabric of our culture, has changed the way that you and I communicate. It hasn't fixed so many of the problems that we're experiencing, has it? And I don't think it will fix bullying. I don't think it will fix, I mean, this outpouring of support for Keaton Jones sure will, I hope, be very helpful for him. And I certainly hope that the bullying in his life will stop. And then you have the innumerable other children out there who are experiencing the same thing and worse, and experiencing terrible effects of human sin in their lives. How do we get beyond this? Well, I guess it's the Advent message to turn away from our sins and to follow Jesus, right? Repent and believe in the gospel, to prepare a way for the Lord. I mean, that's what we heard in the Mass yesterday, to prepare a way for Christ to come into our lives, into our hearts, and also into our cultures. And this is so important to me, that Advent is not only about a personal encounter and experience with Jesus, as much as it is and as important as that element of it is. You and I are also called to prepare a way for the Lord into the culture in which we live, into our societies, to be prophetic in the same way that John the Baptist was prophetic, in the same way that Isaiah and Jeremiah and Micah and all the prophets that have gone before us announced the coming of the Lord, you and I also are called to do the same thing. And I look at the culture and the world in which we live, and this whole experience with Keaton, the positive and the negative elements of this story are just reminders to me of how much our world still needs to be evangelized, still needs to be converted, beginning with you and beginning with me, okay? I'll be the first one to admit that. I got a lot of conversion to undergo yet in my life. But then we have to also bring Jesus to the culture, don't we? We have to bring Jesus to all of those who want that wonderful experience of Christ and His love. You know, speaking of social media, there's a really dark side to this, which has been highlighted in just recent days. We're going to talk about that coming up. And it's from a former Facebook executive, not Sean Parker, which we talked about a few weeks ago, but another one who's talking about the very dark sides of Facebook. That's coming up next.